Ian, well, we're here at the launch of the Budweiser Club Futures, part of Budweiser's sponsorship of the FA Cup. What made you want to do this, to look at the far lower end of the footballing pyramid and try and help clubs out there?
Well, I think that all our sponsorships that we do across the world, we have an element of CSR or community-based activity. And, you know, if I look at the FA Cup, what's beautiful about the FA Cup is the amount of stories that come out from the extra preliminaries, the preliminary rounds. And what we wanted to do was, there's a lot of clubs in that level 5 and 7 that are desperate to get into the FA Cup, that actually just need some improvement to the facilities to actually allow them to move forward in their performance within the game. So what we're keen is to help create those stories, to create those dreams for those clubs by putting forward this package.
Because I'd imagine when Budweiser sponsors an event or a tournament or a competition, you know, it's not so much about brand awareness, because let's face it, Budweiser is such a well-established brand across the world. But it does highlight just how well you engage with your clients and potential clients.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we look at kind of how we deal with sponsorship, you know, this isn't about just putting your brand across the perimeter boards. This is actually doing something a little bit more meaningful. So within the FA Cup, what we want to do is not only be seen as the lead partner, but actually that we're actually doing something to help build the FA Cup, to make the FA Cup even better in stature to what it was the year before and the year before that.
Does that highlight how sponsorship has evolved over the years, that it's not a case of just sticking your brand on the hoardings and hoping for the best?
No, absolutely. And, you know, everyone's a marketeer, and consumers are very savvy, and they can see through when brands are just trying to badge things. And there's really no benefit in just badging sponsorships. You really have to add something back into the sponsorship. And so we do that across not only grassroots football level, but also, you know, we do it in terms of giving people a better experience when they come to the game. So it's on all levels to really add that we understand the world of football, understand the FA Cup.
And from Budweiser's point of view, obviously you are the main sponsor of the FA Cup. Are you looking for further activations?
Well, I think, you know, last season was our first season. You know, we've signed up to an initial three-season term. So we've just started, 2 weekends ago, the extra preliminary. So we've got a lot of exciting plans for this season. I think that the way that we activated last season was a good starting point. And again, going into this season and into the third season, we'll continue to build on the activities and hopefully help improve, you know, the stature of the FA Cup and giving consumers and fans a great experience.
And just finally, you said it's sort of very early this season, the sponsorship of the FA Cup, but for Budweiser, are you enjoying the sponsorship so far?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, again, when you start thinking about last year, you know, we had some fantastic fixtures, you know, some great derbies in sort of the round threes, and obviously the semis were brilliant, and the final was truly electric. So, you know, I'm really hoping that we get sort of similar fixtures, similar excitement, and, you know, who knows, we could get some more giant killers post round three. Who knows?